For example, PLF to these urgent care today's date is 09/14/2024. Dictation is for Miss Kelly Ward. Ward spells W-A-R-D. Kelly spells K-E-L-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 09/26/1963. This is a 60-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Miss Kelly has a history of hypertension, obesity, hypercholesterolemia, insomnia. Here for follow-up for these conditions, medication refills. She states since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care, and stated that she continues to gain weight and doesn't know why. She said she is eating, correction, she says she thinks she's eating right, much fruits and vegetables, less meats, fried foods. Says she cannot exercise because of her weight. It's painful to exercise, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. Morbidly obese young lady. Vitals are as follows. O2 sat 94% at room air, blood pressure 109/72, pulse 64, respiration 18, temperature 97.6, pre-nest paragraph, HENT normal, this paragraph neck, full range of motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs, pre-nest paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, pre-nest paragraph, cardiac, regular rate of rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, pre-nest paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no rebound, no guarding, no tenderness of palpation, normal bowel sounds. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bull-like, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, she bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, tennis 3, cranial nerves, routine is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, purinus paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, purinus paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, tennis 3, cranial nerves, routine is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, purinus paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is health maintenance. Patient was given consultation to have her annual mammogram done. Patient indicated the last mammogram was several years ago. She could not remember, period. Next paragraph, hypertension. Next assessment, obesity. Open parenthesis, patient is given a consultation to a bariatric surgeon for discussion of this option. Next paragraph, diabetes type 2. Next paragraph, medication refill. Next paragraph, hypercholesterolemia. Next paragraph, patient's medication were refilled as follows. Atarax, correction, please include insomnia in her diagnosis. Next medication as follows. Atarax 150 milligrams 1 PO, QHS 90 days, number 90. Next medication, gabapentin 600 milligrams 1 PO, BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, atorvastatin 40 milligrams 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, diltiazem 360 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Ozempic 2 milligrams / 3 mils, 1 milligrams SC daily for 90 days. Next medication, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, atenolol, 50 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next paragraph, labs were reviewed. Patient had labs drawn on labs were redrawn today to see where her glucose is at the moment. She was educated on diet and exercises. She was encouraged to continue. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none, end of dictation.